أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها صدق الله العظيم. Amongst the signs or amongst the powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Dajjal, one comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he comes upon a person, then he will kill that person, splitting the person into two parts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one part will be flung away from the other, both will be thrown into different directions, the distance of, if a person has to shoot with his arrow, how far he can shoot his target, that is the distance between the two halves of the body. And then he will command and the body will come back together and the person will be resurrected, brought back to life. And like that, he will begin to speak about his greatness and people will begin to follow him and people will think that he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person who has perfect iman will then realize and understand that this is definitely without any doubt Dajjal. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the people of the Kahf coming back into life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them life once again. They come back to their people and they come alive again, and now the need for going out and eating some food, sustaining and nourishing their bodies, they send amongst them one person out into the community. إِنَّهُمْ إِيَّذْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ وَلَنْ تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. They had advised that one individual, one person that goes out, go out in a manner in which people do not see you. You must be very, very inconspicuous when you go out, for if the people have to catch you, if you are known to the people, يَرُجُمُوكُمْ, then they will stone you to death, because they had known at the time when they had left, they had been already threatened that if you do not return back from your deen, the deen of Allah, to our deen, the deen of polytheism, then we will stone you. أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ, or they will turn you away from towards their millat, towards their way of life. وَلَنْ تُفْلِحُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا, and should you do so, should you turn a renegade from the worship of one Allah, then you will never ever be successful. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had divulged the knowledge with regards to the Ashabi Kahf, and how and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done it, لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, so that the people will know that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and certainly refers to Qiyamah, that there is no doubt with regards to the day of Qiyamah. Now it comes in many narrations in the kitabs of tafsir what actually happened, what this one person that was sent to purchase the food, after being advised that he should not be conspicuous amongst the people, he goes stealthily into the community, into the marketplace. When he comes there, he takes out money that is 300 years old. Now one can imagine and realize what goes on in the marketplace. The business person that saw it may thought that he had stumbled over some treasures, and he may have found some treasures of old, and this money has been found from there, so hence he begins to make a noise in the marketplace. On the other hand, the situation and the condition of the community was that they were split with regards to the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. Some people began to believe that there is no Qiyamah whatsoever, whilst others believed that there was Qiyamah. The king, for at the time when they had left and gone into the cave, his name was Daqyanus. He had died long before, and now another king had come into power whose name was Baydusis. And he was a person of upright belief, a person of true belief. He believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believed in the resurrection of the day of Qiyamah. And whatever he put into place by way of structure for the people to believe in the oneness of Allah, and especially with regard regards to Qiyamah, the people would not believe, they couldn't fathom that how decayed bones can come back once again into life and the resurrection will take place and accountability will take place. When he realized that there is absolutely nothing that's assisting him in trying to convince the people, he changed his royal clothes into sacks and he sat on ash on a mat, and then he began to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala now opens up the reality, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the reality of Qiyamah to the people so they may correct their belief. He is making this dua on the one side. On the other side, the Ashabi Kahf now awaken, and this person comes to the marketplace, and that business person takes this person, his name was Tamlikha, that comes in the narration, he takes Tamlikha to the king, and when the king listens to his story, that they, in a period of time they had gone to the cave and they slept, etc., and when he looks at his money, he realized that this is the story that they had been hearing about. It also comes in the narration that some people from the old king, the Qiyanus, who were his courtiers, who also believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had written the names of the Ashabi Kahf on a board which was called Raqim, and also the entire incident that had taken place at that particular time, that these people left their communities, etc. This new king Beydusis had read that, realized that this is those people, and now he also realized that this period of 300 years had passed, and perhaps it is through this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the reality in the hearts of people with regards to the resurrection. Now when he takes his people to go meet the Ashabi Kahf, there are two general narrations. First, Tamlikha goes to his people to inform him what has happened. One narration says that there and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to die and no meeting had taken place, but he had seen this reality. And the other is, they met the king, they spoke to him, they explained the story, and thereafter they had died. And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this incident had changed the belief of the people with regards to the day of Qiyamah and the coming of the Qiyamah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ عَثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, and in a similar manner we had divulged upon the people, لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ, the reality of the Ashabi Kahf, so the people will know that the wa'da, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, the promise of the day of Qiyamah, whatever happens by way of questioning and accountability is all true, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and certainly السَّاعَة, the day of Qiyamah, there is absolutely no doubt in that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established it, and the people turned towards Allah as far as the belief of the hereafter is concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.